Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to the Lodge Kohler Kickoff Show.
Bring it in on three. One, two, three.
It's Friday night. Time for an in-depth and unique spotlight on a member of your green and gold.
Ready?
Now. Live from the Leaps and Bounds Cafe at Lodge Kohler in Green Bay, here's the big unit, Bill Michaels.
Good evening and welcome to the Lodge Kohler Kickoff. I am Bill Michaels. We are glad to be here. We are broadcasting this particular program from Leaps and Bounds in Lodge Kohler here in Green Bay in the Titletown District right across the street from Lambeau Field. We're going to be joined just in just a little bit by the Packers safety, Adrian Amos, who is going to be here. Big catch, big interception against Mitch Trubisky in that game to seal the deal for the Green Bay Packers last Thursday night as the Packers walk away with a 10-3 win. Not the best offensive performance, but defensively speaking, boy, oh boy, we'll go through some of the numbers coming up here in just a little bit, but the Packers kind of put it on them. I mean, third down statistically, you look at that number alone, and they held them to 3 of 15 on third downs, which is a mighty performance for this Packers defense, and also we'll find out if they can replicate that or duplicate that this coming weekend against the Minnesota Vikings. We'll get into that discussion, like I said, coming up here shortly, as this is, as we've described, kind of a Packers slash fireside wine tasting type of chat. We're joined again here by Gianni Darius, who is the Food and Beverage Administration Manager up here at Lodge Kohler. How you been, man? Good to talk to you again.
Great, nice to see you again.
We are we're glad to be here. So tonight you bring yet another vintage wine of some type for us to try, and for people that are coming into town, maybe over the weekend to sample some things here for the Vikings game. You've got something else for them, right?
Yes. So last week we tasted a Pinot Noir wine. Today I brought a Chardonnay because it's the second most important grapes that is used for making champagnes. Tonight we are going to taste another amazing wine here from Leaps and Bounds Cafe. It's a Treferten Chardonnay. It was actually a wine with a lot of history because it was the best Chardonnay in the world. In the World Wine Olympics in 1976. So the one that we have here is not from 1976, it's 2015, but it's 90 points rated by Robert Parker. In Lodge Kohler and in Kohler Corporation, all our wines need to be rated by Robert Parker or Wine Spectator over 90 points. So this is another great wine as a wine list. This wine is the one that's as a Chardonnay, who do the structure and the acidity for champagnes, and it's also the main grape for Burgundy wines in France. Now we are producing amazing wines in Napa Valley. This specific is from Oak Knoll District in Napa Valley. So taste it and cheer for Packers.
Taste it and cheer for the Green Bay Packers. Hey, I wanted to ask you, because we were sitting here talking before we went on the air, we know Charles Woodson has a winery. There's another winery. Darren College, Jason Spitz, and who else?
And Tony Moll.
Tony Moll. Three of the offensive linemen of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, there is a wine that's is not new in the market, but it's coming now to Green Bay too, what is called Three Fat Guys. And means to be that three fat guys are three Packer defense.
three fat guys so, wines. There you go. That's what you need. So real quick, you have a huge selection, not only down here at Leaps and Bounds, which you have some on tap, which
yes.
People tend to kind of raise an eyebrow to, but on tap it doesn't change the quality, change the taste or anything like that, correct?
No. Actually, the wine on tap is pretty fairly new. We are the only place in Green Bay with wine on tap, like a draft beer, but in wines. And it's actually really good because it's a stainless steel kegs, so the wine is not contaminated. You have a lot of productivity in the wine because never get bad. It's never exposed to oxygen. So when you open the bottle of wine, the wine get in contact with the oxygen, and that's because it get old. It get bad. In 2-3 days, it's no wine. It's vinegar probably. So With this wine, it's a little different because with the keg systems, you have everything in a stainless steel, completely sterile, so you can keep it open for months, and it's great. You know, never get back, never get anything inside there.
There you go. That's fantastic. And they got a bunch of wines upstairs, too.
In Tower in the Sky, we have around 140 wines in the wine list, and all the wines are also rated over 90 points by one spectator, Robert Parker. And the prices are between $30, $40 a bottle until $200 bottles. Doesn't mean that's because a wine is rated, it needs to be $300 price. You can have it from $30, $40, $50 until $900 for an Opus One, for
there
example.
Gianni, appreciate it as always, man. Thanks for hanging out with us and educating us a little bit about what you brought to the table, literally, here tonight. Thanks so much, okay?
Thank you. Enjoy your Chardonnay.
Enjoy. Cheers to a Green Bay Packers. Cheers to a Green Bay Packers victory coming up this week. And as I had mentioned, the Packers get a win 10-3. They knock off the Chicago Bears. And now we bring in the guy that really kind of sealed the deal, for lack of a better term, as the Bears started driving and this Packers defense played so incredibly well down the stretch. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the table up here, the guy that you're toasting to. That is Adrian Amos, who is now throwing on the headset, the safety for the Green Bay Packers. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
So what was it like going back to Chicago and then not only going back and getting a win, but with all the hoopla for that opening night, the 100th season, obviously they're unveiling statues during the week, Papa Bear Hallis, they're unveiling Sweetness's statue, and then you guys go in and do what you did. And not in the way that most people expected. Everybody thought Aaron Rodgers would come out with a chip on his shoulder and play extremely well, and the offense would crank, and you guys looked dynamite defensively.
Oh, yeah, man, it was a great feeling. I didn't know they unveiled the statue and stuff like that. But it was a great, great weekend, a great, great game, especially how we won with the defense holding the 3 points. It was, you know, a very exciting time for me. But, you know, right now I'm basically, you know, moved on to next week. But, yeah, that was a great feeling.
I want to go back, and I don't know who did the interview, so pardon me for misremembering, but they were talking about dinner with you, the team dinner prior to the game, and you had made the comment, you got to make a play. You got to come up big. Do you remember the conversation?
You know, before each game, you know, we talk at, you know, at dinner and stuff like that, and I think it was the Darius that said that. And,
okay.
You know, we was just talking about making plays and, you know, I got to make a big play tomorrow just to start the season off right. So, you know, I'm glad it happened.
So it's funny. I'm listening to Chicago radio. I went down the day before and I'm listening to Chicago radio, and they're talking about all the different things and the changes both with the Bears and the Green Bay Packers. And one of the things that was said was Adrian Amos, extremely solid, great guy, did a lot for the Bears organization. The difference between him, Clinton Dix, is he's not going to get you turnovers. And damned if you didn't go out and get a turnover in the first game. You weren't listening by any chance, were you?
I mean, it's pretty hard not to hear a lot, you know, with the talk and things
right.
like that. But, you know, I really try to stay, you know, away from comparisons because, for the first part, I like Ha-Ha game, you know, so
right.
I like the way he play. And he does get the ball a lot and things like that. I think we both, you know, bring different things to the table in different situations. But, you know, I'm here to prove that, you know, I can do them both. You know what I'm saying? When given the opportunity, when put into certain situations that, you know, I can do both. So each and every, you know, week I'm trying to improve and trying to find ways to get the ball as well as keep the consistency and, you know, in my game.
Sitting here at the Lodge Kohler kickoff at Lodge Kohler in Green Bay, talking with Packer safety Adrian Amos. So you guys get that opening win and did it with defense. Tell me about Mike Pettine's defense. What made it click? Is it just the fact that there's now some veterans in there, he's got athletes in there that he can move around and use in different situations, or is it just something that, you know, as throughout the preseason you guys got really, really comfortable in training camp?
You know, each and every day I feel like we're getting better, playing more and more together. You know, last year they already had a solid core, but then, you know, bringing us into the fold and us learning and coming along, and it's the more and more we come together, the more and more we continue to pick up, you know, the terminology and, you know, feel comfortable with one another, that thing just starts to roll more and more. We can open up the playbook more and more, and we can start to, you know, make that defense our own, you know what I'm saying? You know, and like I said, I like the growth. I like the process, and I feel like, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement for us.
Talk about the difference in ages. You've got a guy like – it's a wily vet back there in Tremont Williams who's been around and seen a lot and obviously has won a ring. And then you've got a guy like Darnell Savage Jr. You have a ton of talent back there. Kevin King, I think, Jair Alexander, both of those guys have the talent to be – maybe you guys could be as a foursome one of the best secondaries in all of football. Do you see that? Do you get that sense that there's that much talent back there? Because a lot of people are talking about you now.
Yeah, I feel like we have the ability. I said that when I first got here. I think we have a lot of ability in the back end. But it's we're only as good as what we show. You know what I'm saying? So each and every week, if we continue to grow and get better, and we have to be consistent. We can't just have one game like last game and then, you know, come lay an egg. So the best secondaries have been consistent throughout the year. They make plays throughout the year, and they don't let up big plays. So, and, you know, as long as we, you know, continue, you know, to grow and get better, you know, as we continue to play different teams and as offenses start to get better, I think we'll be fine.
Were you surprised they got away from the run and they decided to start throwing the football?
Not really. I mean, I really didn't, you know, I wasn't really, you know, during the game, I don't really notice that, you know, they got away from the run, you know, at the time. But, you know, seeing the counts and stuff like that, you know, especially as we got up, and we were stuffing the run. You know, they wasn't really getting, you know, it wasn't like a 5 yard a pop type thing. I feel like we was getting after them a little bit. Them guys up front were dominating on Sunday, Thursday.
Thursday, yeah, exactly.
On Thursday, you know, they were dominating up front. So when you can stop the run, it's important. And it's even more important this week because, you know, we seen how Minnesota last week just, you know, pounded the ball, and they didn't have to throw. So, they, right. You know, it was the opposite of that. They didn't have to throw, so they didn't. So they just kept running the ball.
When you heard you're coming to Green Bay, you know, you just come out of a situation in which you had a legitimate shot getting deeper into the postseason with Chicago. You come to Green Bay, a franchise that has been there, done that, won a ring, kind of in a rebuild mode a little bit. What was the emotion in saying the Green Bay Packers are going to be my new home?
What was the emotion? You know, first and foremost, you know, it's a dream to get to your second contract and then, to get to a place where, you know, other teams want you. So, you know, when I signed, you know, it was a sense of, you know, accomplishment, you know, with, you know, that I enjoy with my family. Like, you know, I get a whole bunch of congratulations and things like that because that's something you strive for. So, you know, that was my first emotion. And then it was, you know, looking over the, you know, the players that we have here, the staff, the defense I'm going to be in. You know, it's just a lot of excitement for, you know, to see where I can go in this defense and to see where we can go as a team.
There's a lot I want to get to. I want to obviously talk a little bit more about your time in Chicago. I want to talk about the stadiums, and I also want to talk about your bowling tournament that's coming up as well. I didn't even know you bowl. Do you bowl? Are you good?
I'm an athlete. You know, so.
That's neither a yes or a no. We're going to take a quick break. It's a Lodge Kohler Kickoff broadcasting at Leaps and Bounds here in Lodge Kohler here in Green Bay in the Titletown District across from Lambeau Field. We've got Green Bay Packers safety and Adrian Amos with us. Stay tuned. We got more of the Lodge Kohler Kickoff coming up right after this. Welcome back to the Lodge Kohler Kickoff broadcasting live. We are Leaps and Bounds here in Lodge Kohler in Green Bay in the Titletown District across the street from Lambeau Field. Packers safety Adrian Amos is in the house. Packers coming off of a 10-3 win over the Chicago Bears, now getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings noon kickoff this weekend, this Sunday over at Lambeau Field. And don't forget a halftime tribute coming up to Bart Starr. That is going to air on the Jumbotron this Sunday as well. Also, the Lodge Kohler Kickoff brought to you by our friends at Lodge Kohler, our friends also at Hupie and Abraham in the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. So we're sitting here talking a little bit about the preseason because you guys didn't play. There's a lot more teams that are starting to adopt the my starters are not going to play. How long does it take you to kind of, you know, when you're – it's one thing, like you said, you practice tackling all the time, just not going to the ground. How long does it take you to go, okay – now I've got my feet back under me. Is it the first couple of hits? Is it the first hit? Or is it maybe a quarter? How long does it take you to get going?
Me personally, once I get that first tackle under my belt, it feels like, you know, I'm played the game. That's each and every game for me, though. Yeah. I feel like, you know, I'm into the game. Once I make my first play, first tackle, just get that feel. But like I said, coming from a preseason where you're not playing, not tackling, it is an adjustment. You know, you see it around the league, a lot of missed tackles the first week usually. We had a good game with tackling, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just something we emphasize during practice leading up to the game, just being extra with fitting up, you know, almost being, you know, mechanical in a way, just studying up, make sure you're wrapping up, getting in the right position so that when you do, you know, get to that game, to that situation, you're at least in that right position and that right form. And then, you know, your body starts to adjust after that first game. But, you know, you build a callus, you know, for starting to make them hits. Mm-hmm.
When, because there's nothing that's more aggravating to a fan that sees a guy with an open field tackle and just arms it and misses it, and I'm sure the guy himself actually is pretty frustrated by it. But this year, when you had said there's been an emphasis for tackling, I mean, every year we hear that, but this year there was two things that I thought Mike Pettine strived for. One was tackling, and the other one was turnovers. We saw a fumble and a fumble recovery in the first preseason game against the Texans here. And we saw, obviously, your pick of Mitch Trubisky in the end zone. Talk about the concentration. Does it change your mindset when you're going for a ball carrier or for a wide receiver or what have you? Or to say, okay, I have to focus now. Once I get a hold of this guy, I'm punching the ball at it. Or is this just something that it's just it comes natural to some guys, it doesn't to others?
You know, that's something that you can practice, you know, something that you practice. But first and foremost, you got to get the tackle, try to get the guy down. It's a lot of great athletes in this league, that ball carriers, you know, it's hard. It's, you know, it's easy to watch and say, yeah, man, you need to make that tackle in the open field.
Right.
But you know, that guy in front of you, you know, is
getting paid too.
Yeah. And he's 220 running 4.3, you know what I'm saying? And he's in front of you, in the open field. So you got to secure the tackle first. And it's usually that second man in, punching at the ball that usually gets the ball out when you talk about creating turnovers in that way. Usually that second man in, you got, you know, some players, they learn how to wrap up and make that tackle at the same time. You know, somebody like, you know, Peanut Tillman.
Right.
So somebody that knows how to, you know, absorb the hit and get the ball at the same time. It's just something that you have to practice and rep.
So this secondary, I think, is still extremely good. I think the depth, I think it's pretty good. But I go back. The year that the Packers won the Super Bowl, we started going through this the other day. You had a guy like Nick Collins who, had he not had a neck injury, he probably would have ended up in the Hall of Fame with his numbers. You had a guy like Charles Woodson. We know that's a Hall of Famer. B.J. Raji had a hell of a year. Clay Matthews had a hell of a year. You had A.J. Hawk who had a hell of a year. And you're talking about a bunch of Pro Bowlers. I think there's guys on this team that are not to that level, but they're about ready to go. Tell me the sense of athleticism and the guys that you could see defensively speaking becoming that level of Pro Bowl player, because I think this defense has the opportunity to do something special.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I don't think we're there yet to, you know, compare ourselves to, you know, guys like that, like Charles Woodson and Nick Collins
and
stuff
that,
like that.
But I think when you look at the levels of need, when you have to say we have to be good at every level, you know, you can't have an Achilles heel. You know that. So, but I think you have some guys that can legitimately kind of blossom into something like that. You know what I mean?
For sure, for sure. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, we might not be at that level yet. We're not, you know, comparing to them, but that's somebody that you do strive to be like. You know what I'm saying? When we watch a film, we want to be a balanced defense like they were, you know, playmakers at all levels. We want to get after the ball. And, you know, we're all striving to do that. You know, we have a, you know, pretty young defense, mm-hmm. and all of us are, you know, still, you know, coming into our primes, you know, as far as football, as far as getting better. And the more and more, our story is still to be told. So, you know, hopefully, you know, the next, you know, in 10 years, you know, you ask somebody about me or Zadarius or, you know, guys like that.
Who's got mad skills defensively? That take yourself out of the mix. Who, when you look at this guy play, who do you say, wow, that guy's got it going on?
Man, that, you know, that's a hard choice. A couple of guys, you know, Kenny Clark jumps out at you, you know, just how quick he is.
That's what people don't give him enough credit for. A good dude's built like a fire plug with feet, but he is so quick off the snap with such good leverage.
For sure. He can be dominant in there. Just what he can do with his hands, with his feet, when he's getting after the ball, running to the ball, you know, he's a big player in there for us.
Talk about the secondary with some of the young guys. Defensively in the backfield, As good as you are athletically, it really is between the ears and being able to play free after you learn everything, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. When you can, you know, play free and you can fly around and you're given that, you know, freedom from, like, yourself. When you're not in your head all the time, you can just, you know, be who you are. You can use all of that athleticism. And I think, you know, that with this coaching staff, they allow you to do that. They teach you, but then they let you go play.
Now, you find out you're coming to the Green Bay Packers. I go back to the opener last year. Aaron Rodgers goes down with a knee injury. You guys are kind of cruising. As a matter of fact, it was funny because at halftime, we're up in the press box looking down going, this is over. This is a bad start for the Packers. And a la Willis Reed, here comes Aaron Rodgers out of the tunnel and just started to light it up. I mean, you're on the receiving end of this, unfortunately, but I got to ask you, are you sitting there at that point in time going, what do we do? This guy's just, like, out of his mind.
It didn't feel like that. It was, it was like.
It felt like that upstairs looking down on you, man. I'm telling you that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we was just out there playing. And, you know, when you look back and you look at the game and you look back and you see, oh, man, he was, you know, he was making some great throws. It's just, we was just out there competing. And then sometimes, you know, he just gets you, you know what I'm saying? You know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks have moments like that when they just get on the hot streak and they just go.
Yeah. What is it like going against him in training camp now on almost a daily basis?
You learn a lot. He keeps you on your toes. He makes you play discipline. They play discipline, read your keys, because, you know, the moment you half step, misstep, he going to find where you doing that at. Even if you're the backside of the ball, he can make throws that other quarterbacks can't throw.
Does he teach you? Because I know that there's some quarterbacks, you know, I've had a chance to talk to Drew Brees, and Drew Brees said, look, if I notice something on a guy, other quarterbacks will. I'll go to him and say, hey, every time I know you're going to break to the outside, you're going to have a drop step that side, or you're going to put your arm out. He said, do quarterbacks teach you, do you work with them in addition to working defensively and say, you know, hey, if you see something that I'm doing that's a tell, let me know.
Oh, for sure. Aaron does that all the time. You know, he's really still a student of the game as well. So he'll come and ask us, oh, what was you doing on that play? What was you trying to do with that disguise? Or then he'll come to me and be like, an example is like last week he told Savage that he saw something was the reason it gave away the coverage. You know what I'm saying? In his stance or how he does when he's blitzing or how he does when he gets into the half with things like that. Little tells that, you know, that can help us in the back end.
I want to talk about your, Adrian Smash Amos Charity Bowling Event. It's coming up on Friday, September 20th from 7 to 9. It's going to be at the Gutter, which is just north of here, just a little bit north of Green Bay. So tell me about your foundation and why a bowling tournament.
It's the I'm Still Here Foundation. My grandmother and great-grandma, who I grew up helping with, they both have Alzheimer's. So that just living with that and seeing that every day with my great-grandmother who passed and then with my grandmother, you know, who's still alive now, it's just – you just see the, you know, the toll that it puts on a family. So, you know, I wanted to start a foundation, but I also, you know, help underprivileged youth in Baltimore. So, we get guys and we take them to camps, take them to colleges, do tours and different things like that. So it's a combination of, you know, the elderly that I feel like are forgotten about and then the underprivileged youth who are set aside. That's why I came up with the name. I'm still here. And the bowling event is just raising money for their causes. It's going to go to Alzheimer's. And it's going to go to, my programs that I'm doing with the underprivileged youth at home.
Got any of the guys coming over with you?
Yeah. A couple of the guys are coming. I talked to a few of them, but more are going to come. Like Jair going to come, Tremont, Kevin. A lot of guys are going to come through.
Talking about Tremont, I go back to the year that they ended up winning the Super Bowl, and I was talking to him. And I'll never forget a conversation. I tell it all the time. His game had just progressed so much, and I'd asked him, I said, what made you better? And he just leaned over and kind of nodded towards Charles Woodson. And I said, what about him? And he said, he taught me how to study. Does Tremont kind of now filter that down to the young guys? I mean, you're a veteran. You're in your second contract, like you said. But are you still looking to a guy like Tremont who's got that ability to say, okay, here's maybe some things we need to look for? Because you got some leaders in the locker room now.
For sure. I actually follow Tremont everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
With massages, yoga, the extra stuff that he does for his body. You know what I'm saying? When you see a guy that can play 14 years and still, you know, as fast as ever, still moving like he did when he was younger, still jumping like he did when he was younger, I want to be a guy like that that's still, you know, feeling good, feeling healthy. So, you know, he's been a, you know, a great help with me around the, you know, around the building, on and off the field. So he's just a great role model for the room and, you know, for everybody to, you know, to learn.
You guys looked at the film. That first pass interference call on him, that was ticky-tack. He had his arm around the back, but I didn't think that was a pass interference. The second one I get, but the first one I didn't think was that.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the NFL. You got to live with calls now. You can't harp on calls anymore. Because they're going to happen. You're going to get a couple calls a year that's against you that you're not going to like. It's just move on. You know what I'm saying? You don't see too many people complaining about it no more. We just had to, you know, get up to the next play.
Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're talking with the Packers safety, Adrian Amos. It is the Lodge Kohler kickoff, broadcasting from Leaps and Bounds here in Lodge Kohler in Green Bay. We're going to go ahead and step away. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the program. It's the Lodge Kohler kickoff, broadcasting live from Leaps and Bounds here, Lodge Kohler in Green Bay, in the Titletown District, right across the street from Lambeau Field. And we are sitting here chatting with Green Bay Packers safety Adrian Amos. We are also brought to you by our friends at Green Bay Legends Cruise and also Lamy Sports Management. By the way, your first call for a Green Bay Packer player, a Packer player of any type, appearances, whether it's James Jones, Nick Collins, Donald Driver, John Kuhn, or a guy like Adrian Amos, call him 414-727-3600, 414-727-3600. By the way, you can also find us on all the social platforms, Facebook.com and Lodge Kohler Kickoff, Instagram, Lodge Kohler Kickoff, and when you go to Twitter, it is simply Kohler Kickoff. You can find us there. I find it funny that we hear the voice of our producer in our ear, and you're looking for him as if he's running around the building. Now he's back in Milwaukee. I got to ask you. So you've ran out of the tunnel down at Soldier Field. You're talking about an incredibly historic place. You're about to run out of the tunnel for the first time at Lambeau Field. And when I say that, I see kind of a smile start to creep across your face as we mentioned that. You didn't get a chance to do it in preseason. How amped up are you between now and Sunday game day to be able to run out of that tunnel for real?
Oh, man, it's going to be a great feeling. Like I said, last time I ran through that tunnel, you know, to play a game was, you know, I was the enemy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, now, you know, it's going to be a great feeling. You know, Green Bay kind of reminds me of Penn State. You know, I went back. Right. I went to Penn State. Reminds me of, you know, Happy Valley, that crowd, that – you know, that atmosphere. So, you know, I'm excited.
There is there's many stadiums and a lot of people tailgate. Here, I think it's like they go pro. It's just a different atmosphere. Yeah. I mean, sure, like, look, you got friends from Penn State. They come here and they look at this and go, wow, I've got friends from Ohio State that travel from all over the country, and they can't believe this atmosphere. Like on game day, have you ever had a chance to not walk around the parking lot, obviously, but just to see it as you drive in, to experience it, other than just coming in on the buses? Like during the preseason, did you get a chance to kind of just drive through and look around a little bit, or look out a window a little bit and see what's going on, just kind of gauge some of the atmosphere?
No, I mean, the only thing, you know, I felt was the you know, the bus ride here,
right?
You know, being from another team, just driving past and driving, seeing through everything. Seeing how far it goes, how much people charge for the parking lots and stuff like that,
houses and toilets and everything else.
I remember talking to a couple of teammates before early in the year. I'm like, man, I wonder how much one of them houses costs to get there and rent out the parking lot for $300.
How excited are you not only to be coming back 1-0, but to be facing two? Because you got to go toe-to-toe, defensively speaking, with another really solid defense. And now you're facing an offense with what may be one of the best wide receiving tandems in the league. You've got Dalvin Cook, who looks like he's healthy from the knee injury a year and a half ago. And Kyle Rudolph is the real deal. Plus, they solidified their offensive line by bringing in Bradberry at their center position. This is a real offense.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, it's a tough task, but I feel like if we stop the run, I feel like we're up to the challenge. You know, each week we're going to have, you know, different offenses that are, you know, they do different things well. You know, this is a complete offense. Like you said, great back, great receivers, proven quarterback and all the other things they have, you know, with that great defense. So our mindset is to go out there and, you know, and shut down the offense. Our goal each and every week as a defense is no matter what the offense do, if they don't score, they don't win.
When Tremont said last week we wanted to make Mitch play quarterback, and while I think Mitch is still a growing quarterback, this is a different one than Kirk Cousins. Statistically speaking, over the last 4 years, he's as good as some of the numbers Aaron Rodgers has put up. He's no slouch. Does it make it different when you say we got to stop the run? You can't just say we got to make him play quarterback because he's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, I think what when Tremont was, trying to say was that because they had so many other weapons that, you know, if we stop them in the open field, stop them from getting that dink and dunk and, them big shots and stuff and make the quarterback think and have to go through reads and everything, then we'll be okay. But I feel like it's the same thing this week as far as, you know, just make it uncomfortable for him, make it cloudy for him, eliminate the big plays and, you know, make it, you know, uneasy for the quarterback. We want to, you know, move him off his spot, you know, and not make it comfortable. And because, you know, at this level, a quarterback like Kirk Cousins, mm-hmm. if he's back there, he's in the pocket, you know, he doesn't have too much pressure in his face. He can go through his reads easily. He can pick you apart. So, you know, like I said, with any quarterback, you want them, you know, off their, you know, comfort zone.
As a defensive player, you got to feel kind of blessed. You played for Vic Fangio, a guy that made it, you know, football 101 and has a way of teaching. And now you come into a situation with Mike Pettine, who has always had top-ranked defenses. Good situation for you? I mean, does the playbook remain the same? Is it different? How much difference is it in, not schematically speaking, but in the personality and the approach?
Yeah, I feel like it's a great adjustment. At the same, it's different. The difference I had to learn was the terminology,
right.
The terminology of it, and how I'm being used. Mike Pettine more versatile in how he, you know, his fronts and more exotic, as you would say.
Yeah.
But I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot about, you know, about this defense. I'm learning a lot of roles. And I'm being taught a lot of fundamentals. So, you know, I'm excited to see how much I grow in this defense.
There's guys that, you know, hey, I'm a safety. That's when I want to play. I can come off the edge. I can do certain things. I can cover a slot guy, but I like to hit. And then there's guys that Mike Pettine likes to use. You could be a corner. They could put you standing up on the outside of the line. He can drop you back and let you play center field. He can do two high. He can do three. I mean, there's so many different things that he brings to the table. Do you like being used in multiple roles, or do you like the constraints of a role so you know what it is you're doing almost each and every play?
I like being used in multiple roles. That's what I was used to in college. I played nickel, dime, safety, corner throughout my career. And then, like, my last year in college, I played, you know, all four, you know what I'm saying? I played, you know, every position in the secondary that year. I like that. I feel like it keeps me on my toes. It keeps me in my playbook. It keeps me engaged in the game. I like being, you know, closer. I like being in coverage. But I also like being able to be a drop back. So, I feel like this defense is great for me.
Talking with safety Adrian Amos, who was your coach at Penn State?
I had every coach.
I was going to say, you had quite a few.
Yeah, I had Paterno his last year,
right.
So that was my freshman year.
What I was going to ask you, because that was a tumultuous season.
Yeah, it was crazy. Then I had 2 years with O'Brien, and then my last year was with Franklin.
Not that I want to dwell on that too much, but how was that being at Penn State when that whirlwind was going on?
Man, it was a crazy time. First, because when it hit us, we was learning everything just like everybody else was on TV. And then when they brought us Sandusky, I didn't know who that was, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking on TV and I'm like, who is this guy? And then we had the meetings and, you know, Joe Pa farewell speech, and he left out when he had to step down, and then, you know, he passed away, and then the next summer we got the sanctions and we had a chance to leave. But, you know, me and a couple other guys, we was like, all right, we was trying to find a school. We was trying to see whether we would stand, because they was talking about they might give us the, you know, was it the death penalty?
Yeah.
Where we wouldn't be able to play. So, you know, that was a, you know, a question in itself. So, but we end up staying, and, you know, I feel like that 2012 season, you know, that was one of my, you know, favorite seasons, because it was like we were closer as a team, because it felt like us against the world, really. We still finished 8-4, you know, despite like 11 people transferring, or 11 starters transferring. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that, you know, it's a lot of bad memory from then. It's also some great.
I was gonna say, did you become a better person because you stayed?
I don't know if I will go that far with saying that. But you know, so I guess you can say that made me a better person, because it taught me, you know, different lessons, and we was playing, you know, basically just for the love of the game at some point, because we couldn't go to a bowl game or anything like that. It was just basically we was playing for pride. We was playing for the guy next to us, and we was just trying to make a name for ourselves, you know, through adversity like that.
It's a fascinating story, and I wish we had a full hour just to talk about that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and wrap things up, talk a little more bowling, talk some charity such going on. This portion of the program brought to you by Lodge Kohler, Hupe and Abraham, and also the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. We're sitting here talking with Green Bay Packer safety Adrian Amos. It's the Lodge Kohler kickoff. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. It's a Lodge Kohler kickoff. We are here at Lodge Kohler. Leaps and bounds inside Lodge Kohler, as a matter of fact, here in Green Bay, the Titletown District, right across the street from Lambeau Field. And a terrific place to stay, terrific place to eat. So if you want to ever come on by all means do so. The Green Bay Legends Cruise has a great roster this year with guys like Blake Martinez, George Koontz, Leroy Butler, Doug Evans, on and on and on and on. And they're going to take a four-night, five-day cruise to the Bahamas, and they're inviting you. Check them out at greenbaylegendscruise.com. That's greenbaylegendscruise.com. Here with safety Adrian Amos. By the way, he is live on Instagram. How many followers do you have?
I don't know. I got to look. Like 50K, I think.
50,000?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
When you
somewhere
said 50, around, I'm yeah. thinking there's no way. Did you start it yesterday or something? Okay. So I got to ask you, coming into this weekend, you've got a really tough team in the Minnesota Vikings. Let's go away from the defense. Offensively speaking, the team didn't function, we'll say, very well. And Aaron Rodgers said they left a lot on the field. What is the level of confidence after watching the offense work this week that they're going to get it going this weekend at Lambeau?
Just another week in that offense. Just another week of, you know, executing and working on their plays and, you know, opening up the playbook. So, you know, I'm expecting them to, you know, bounce back fast. They got a lot of talent on offense, you know, starting with the quarterback. I never count him out, you know, regardless of, you know, what the performance is the week before.
What is it like, and you talked a little bit about going up against Aaron Rodgers, but when you guys are in those drills, those red zone drills, those goal line drills, and you're really, you're trying to win for your side, you know, the defensive unit versus the offensive unit, what's that like?
You know, it's competitive. We compete each and every day, and, you know, it's for bragging rights when we get back to the locker room and things like that. You know, I think those are great each and every day. That it makes, you know, makes us better. When you got, you know, the top corner going against the top receiver, and then you got, you know, us going against Aaron and him trying to get us, and we trying to get them him at the same time.
Did you get him at all in training camp?
Yeah, you know, I think defense, you know, got after the offense, you know, and they'll probably say the opposite, but yeah. You know, that's what it's all about, that competition back and forth.
Do you see progress? Because Matt LaFleur had said this is going to be a work in progress, installing the new offense, all the audibles, all the language, like you had said, it was different to learn. Coming from Vic Fangio's system to Mike Pettine's system, do you see progress in this offense, that this thing is beginning to become the well-oiled machine that we expect it to be?
Yeah, I mean, you see growth each and every day as they get comfortable. You know, it's you know, reading the playbook, doing the plays, you know, you get more and more comfortable each and every day, just like the defense. You know, when we, you know, we get out there and we run the play once or twice, it's different that 10th time that you done ran that play. Then you got it, you know, it's like second nature. Now you can start adding your own spin to it.
The offense this week, they got a tough task. Now, I don't know how much you watch other teams' defenses, but this is a good defense, too. They've got a lot of names. They got some Pro Bowlers over there. This is one of the you probably have, if your defense ends up in the top 10, you're going to have three of the top 10 defenses in this division alone. That's how tough this division will be.
For sure. You know, that you know, the defense been great for some time now. You know, they got it at all levels. You know, starting that with that front, they get after the quarterback. But you know, I think, you know, our offense is up to the challenge. Like I said, if I'm betting on somebody, I'm betting on 12.
Who do you watch? Who in the league now do you watch and go, wow, I really admire their skills?
Their skills? You know, I watch everybody. I watch, you know, I've always watched a whole lot of football. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Who'd you grow up idolizing?
When I go home. Grew up idolizing? Well, I'm from Baltimore, so I was a Ravens fan. I grew up watching Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and them guys, Chris McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just always been, you know, a fan of the Ravens.
That was the last time, it might be the last time that a defense really won a championship. You know, I mean, the 85 Bears, that was probably the most dominant defense, one of the most dominant defenses of all time. But that was probably the last time a defense has won a championship. And they just said, well, just ride that defense, just go manage a ball game as an offense, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was about 7 years old, that 2000 Ravens defense. Yeah, I was about
You're dating me now, man. Stop it.
I was about 7, 8 years old. But, you know, all I remember, like, the offense didn't score a touchdown in November, and they still won 3 games or something like that. You know, and then that Super Bowl run, and then they blew the Giants out in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's crazy. I remember stuff like that from when I was 7.
Right.
But, yeah, I used to watch, you know, each and every game. And, you know, I used to see the, you know, passion they had on defense. You know, I played middle linebacker and rec, middle linebacker and quarterback. And I used to do the what time is it in the middle of the huddle like I was Ray Lewis.
So did you like playing quarterback?
Oh, for sure. You know,
yeah.
I still think I'm a quarterback now.
So have you ever told Coach, you know, hey, if Aaron goes down and Boyle goes down, I'm your guy?
I throw hints out there, you know, that I can, you know, throw the ball a little bit.
And what better quarterback to do it than a guy that's got a defensive mind and knows where everybody's going, right?
Yeah, but, you know, they make fun of me a little bit. But, my time will come.
Okay. I smell a veterans flag football team that's got a corner, that's got a safety playing quarterback on it.
Oh, for sure. You know, I take advantage of it when I do camps at home in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'm all-time quarterback for the little, 7-on-7 things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I throw around to the 8-year-olds and, you know, relive my
so
you know,
you're a bad
my childhood.
Man. You're a bad man with the 8-year-olds.
For sure, undefeated.
So coming up this weekend, you know, obviously best of luck to you guys, best of luck to the Packers, and it should be a good one. Anything in particular as you go into this ball game that you're really kind of taking inside you as you get ready to come out of that tunnel for the first time at Lambeau Field as a Packer?
You know, something I'm just grateful, and I'm excited for the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You don't take these days for granted. You don't take, you know, being able to run out of the tunnel for granted, because, you know, everybody is one play away. You know, it's a physical game. So, you know, I'm grateful for, you know, each and every opportunity I get to go, you know, go out there and play, work hard, you know, all my life for, you know, a dream like this. So, you know, just excited for the opportunity.
Are you guys banged up? 16 guys listed on the injury report, as a matter of fact.
I mean, I guess every little neck, you know, you have to, you know, put on an injury report.
Right.
So, you know, I'm guessing majority of those, you know, maybe,
bumps,
you know, just
bruises,
little bumps
like
and bruises.
That.
But, you know, really you probably can put, if it's 53 on the roster, you can put 53 people on the injury report each and every week.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick before we let you go. Matt LaFleur, first-year head coach. You had a chance to work with a first-year head coach in Matt Nagy last year. Is that tough? Learning everything new all over again, what they want, how they want it, is that difficult to go through? Or was this year easy for you because you went through it last year?
Not really. You know, it's the NFL, so things like that happen. You can have a different defensive coordinator every year. You can have a different position coach every year. You know, it's all about, you know, how you can be, you know, I say versatility and, you know, in the back end is, you know, you have to be able to adapt, you know, with different systems, different schemes, different coaches, different philosophies. But, you know, you get all off season to adapt to his ways, and then it's time to put it together on the field.
Real quick before we get out of here, you've got the Adrian Smash Amos Charity Bowling Event. It's coming up Friday, September 20th. They can go to adriansmashamosbowling.eventbrite.com if they want tickets. You guys are doing everything. It's like one package, food, drink, bowling, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know, just a fun event, you know, just to get out there and just raise money for the, you know, for the cause. You know, we're giving back to, you know, a lot of deserving people. And, you know, like I said, it's just a fun night. Come enjoy the time with, you know, some Packer players. And, you know, we just going to bowl. And, you know, it might get a little competitive. Never know.
Best of luck to you on Sunday, man. Appreciate you stopping by. Ladies and gentlemen, safety, Adrian Amos joining us up here at the table. Thanks to everybody involved in the program. Thanks to Lodge Kohler, Hupi and Abraham, Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, the Green Bay Legends Cruise, and Lammy Sports Management. I'm Bill Michaels. Time for us to go. Have a good one. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.